This is Here and Now. It's a tough time for medical researchers who are looking for government funding. Last year, just 18% of federal funding applications were approved, compared to 30% or thereabouts a decade ago. So some scientists are turning to an entirely different funding model, crowdfunding. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca has more. Hey, Joe, it's great to have you back.
It's great to be here.
Well, Joe, last week on Morning Edition, you told the story of Jim Olson and his efforts to develop a molecule called tumor paint that makes tumors glow, something that should make them easier for surgeons to remove. And I take it that he's one of the scientists who had to try, you know, alternative funding sources.
Yeah, I mean, he's gotten lots of funding from, you know, from the standard funding sources, the National Institutes of Health and what have you. But one of the things that researchers always complain about is that the NIH is very conservative. They don't like to give money for projects that, you know, look speculative. And so Olson told me he sent in lots of grant applications for tumor paint, but this is what happened.
In every case, the answer that came back was, this is overly ambitious. This is highly speculative. It may not work in the time frame of the grant. And my thought was, come see my patients. We need people to be overly ambitious.
So, Joe, what did Dr. Olson end up doing?
Well, you know, he says he went to his patients, and they had bake sales and chili cook-offs and golf tournaments. And altogether, you know, with $100 here and some larger amounts there, I guess, he raised $8 million to get the project off the ground. Now he's got other kinds of funding to keep it rolling and get it into patients.
So basically, Dr. Olson is now crowdfunding some of his research. I mean, how many other people are doing this?
Well, that's a hard number to answer with any specificity, but you hear more and more people saying, well, look, I'm really dedicated to my work. I really want to keep doing science, but the money just isn't there. I don't have the, you know, a lot of times you have to have a little bit of data to convince somebody that you've already got a project that's going to work. And these young scientists are saying, I don't have any data yet. I have a great idea. I don't have any data. How am I going to get started?
Joe, I'm curious about something, though, because if these ideas, these research proposals are so great, why go to the public? Why not instead go to wealthy venture capitalists or even a pharma company who could really super bankroll a big project?
Right. Well, I asked Olson that. And remember, his project is built on these libraries of compounds that he thinks can be turned relatively rapidly into drugs. So why isn't he going to pharma? Well, here's how he answered.
What I'm fighting for with Project Violet is to have the public have a seat at the table and to try to create these that in a way that these libraries can reach their fullest potential and never end up entirely in the hands of one pharmaceutical company.
Because if one company kind of gets them and decides, well, we're not so crazy about this, they're gone. They're never going to see the light of day, even if there might be a use for them. So he's saying, no, I'm going to keep control of this, and nobody's going to tell me what to do with them.
We just heard Dr. Olson say he wants the public to have a seat at the table. But on the other hand, wouldn't you say that through the National Institutes of Health, which funds millions of dollars of research, that the public does, in a sense, have a very powerful seat at the table already? Or is there a deeper frustration that scientists have with just how basic research is funded overall in America right now?
Well, you're probably familiar with this notion of peer review, where you get people together who are experts in a particular field, and they make a decision about whether the particular experiment that is asking for money is a good idea or a bad idea. And on the one hand, this is great. It prevents terrible research from going forward. On the other hand, it tends to be very conservative, and people complain all the time that innovation is stifled with this approach. So they're saying, enough with the peer review. We've got to try a different mechanism. So I'm hoping that the mechanism by which people appeal directly to the public can have some sort of vetting process to go along with it, so that after a scientist goes to the public, somebody at least can put a stamp of approval and say, yeah, this guy makes sense to us.
Joe Palca, NPR science correspondent, thank you so much.
You're welcome.